Well, as we go live on air this evening, Pope Benedict XVI is at the Hofburg Palace in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Well, Veronica Sparesbrick is in Austria for us, and we go live to her now. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Lydia. Yes, Pope Benedict has just met with Austria's President Heinz Fischer, who is actually speaking to the Pope right now. The Pope is waiting to deliver a speech to authorities and diplomatic corps in Vienna's Hofburg Palace, which you've just mentioned, where the Habsburg dynasty ruled until the First World War, and from where the nation's been governed since the 17th century. That's a lot of history. It's now seat of President Heinz Fischer, who works in the very place. The encounter's taking place in the ceremonial hall, where there's a brief concert, that took place earlier. Gathered there are members of Austria's government, as well as intellectuals such as rectors of universities and representatives of key international organizations. This hall is also the very place where in 1998 Pope John Paul II held his famous speech focusing on Europe and its Christian roots. You know, Lydia, what's interesting is when I asked the Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna to give us an overview of the church in Austria, its challenges and hopes, he put it in a European context. Maybe we can listen to that.
It's not easy to say in brief words what is a complex situation. We are, as most parts of the Catholic Church in Europe, we are undergoing the radical changes of the European society of great wealth, of great secularization, a society of losing Christian bounds and Christian roots, but at the same time a society that is at least in some parts more and more curious and interested in what they mostly ignore, because so many people ignore what the church is about, what Christian faith means. And therefore, I think what we see in these days in Austria and in other parts of Europe is that people discover Christian faith as something very new and very surprising and something very positive.
Now, Veronica, it's been a very full day for the Pope since he arrived in Austria this morning, hasn't it?
Yes, a packed agenda on a rainy day for the Pope this morning, but from the very moment he arrived at Vienna's international airport, he highlighted how he was here on a pastoral pilgrimage to mark 8.5 centuries since the founding of the Marian Shrine at Mariazell, the most popular shrine in Central Europe. It's located in the Styrian Alps south of Vienna, and he'll be travelling there by helicopter tomorrow. I was struck by a line in his arrival speech in which he says a pilgrimage means a lot more than just journeying to a shrine. And on his first morning here, he said himself it was in a spirit of pilgrimage that he went to Am Hof Square in Vienna city centre, which was the first public appointment that he had with the faithful today. It's a square dominated by a bronze Marian column representing Our Lady. A Marian sign of hope, then, for us today, he said, explaining how he'd chosen this first stop to reflect briefly on the significance of the Mother of God for Austria, past and present, her significance to each one of us. Particularly, he added, young people who were present in great numbers in the square and had their share of singing, as young people do. Also present in the square were representatives of the foreign language communities in the Archdiocese of Vienna, who gathered after the Liturgy of the Word in the church together with Pope Benedict and are still there as we speak in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament.
Now, part of the Pope's itinerary today, Veronica, also included a solemn visit to the Jewish memorial at Vienna's Judenplatz, or Jewish Square.
Yes, it was immediately after this very joyful moment in the Am Hof Square when Pope Benedict went just round the corner from there. I saw this monument yesterday, which is it's called the Vienna's Shoah Memorial. It's actually placed round the corner simply because that was the former medieval Jewish ghetto. It's a plain, reinforced concrete cube, looking basically very simple, with a marble base where there are engraved the names of the concentration camps where 65,000 Jews lost their lives. The chief rabbi of Vienna greeted him there together with the president of the Jewish community in Austria. Probably I'll have more for you about this event this evening at the Hofburg tomorrow morning on your news.
Well, in the meantime, Veronica, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Lydia.